Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We all love a good conspiracy theory. Whether you believe them or not, even the gaming world is rife with tall tales about killer consoles, cursed cartridges, and gaming companies hiding secret messages in their projects. Obviously, take all of these with tablespoons of salt, but I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game conspiracy theories you'll start to believe. Number 8, the fallout of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Predictive programming is the idea that the world's governments place coded messages into media so that society will be more accepting of planned future events. The Simpsons is regularly accused of this, since it claimed Donald Trump would be president 16 years before he won the election. Obviously, a lot of these incidents are nothing more than a coincidence. Nevertheless, the people who played Fallout 3 were really freaked out by a specific set of events. While listening to Galaxy News Radio, the signal is occasionally interrupted by a message composed of numbers and Morse code. One of these messages has been translated as 945-420-2010. Accident in the Gulf, several dead, oil spill apparently averted. Less than 2 years later, the Deepwater Horizon oil rig at the Gulf of Mexico exploded, creating the largest marine oil spill ever. Now, just because a video game mentioned an oil spill shortly before an oil rig blew up doesn't mean the two are connected. However, there are a few details that make this disaster even stranger. The Morse 420 code could be said to reference the 20th of the 4th month, which is when this explosion occurred. 2010 corresponds exactly to the year it went down, 2010. For that 945, well, the disaster took place at 956, so not 945, but a 10-minute discrepancy was never going to be enough to put some people off. Number 7, Shigeru Miyamoto deliberately sabotaged Rare. When Rare became a second-party developer for Nintendo, the British developers churned out various iconic games, including Donkey Kong Country, GoldenEye 007, and Banjo-Kazooie. When Nintendo dissolved this partnership with Rare in 2002, all of us were pretty disappointed. Even though tough business decisions like this are common, some believe Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto pushed Rare out of the company out of spite. Why? Because Shigeru always emphasized gameplay being more important than graphics. He was noticeably upset when Donkey Kong Country became the second most successful SNES game, mainly because of its, at the time, breathtaking visuals. He infamously said, "Donkey Kong Country proves players will put up with mediocre gameplay as long as the art is good." Although Yoshi's Island Super Mario World 2 was meant to have graphics similar to Donkey Kong Country, some believe Miyamoto deliberately gave the game a cutesy, cartoony look to drive this point home even further. It's also well documented that Miyamoto ordered Rare to turn their game Dinosaur Planet into a Star Fox sequel against their will, causing years of work to be discarded. This game, Star Fox Adventures, marked the last time Rare would work with Nintendo since they were bought by Microsoft that same year. Because Miyamoto is a businessman, it's unlikely he tried to destroy Rare, considering just how much money they made with Nintendo. However, when you do break down that relationship, you can see there was some bad blood. Number 6, the Madden Curse. The second you start talking about curses, there'll be a lot of raised eyebrows. There are those, though, who take the Madden curse very seriously. So, what is it? Basically, EA releases a Madden game every year, each one sporting a professional athlete on the front cover. But for the last 20 years, many people have noticed that the players who appear on the cover would then suffer from a massive decline in performance that corresponding season. Marshall Faulk, Peyton Hills, Vince Young all suffered heavy injuries after appearing. Dante Culpepper, Michael Vick, Sean Alexander, Troy Polamalu, and Rob Gronkowski also had underwhelming seasons immediately after they were plastered on the game's posters. The weirdness doesn't stop there. In 2015, EA released a trailer to promote Madden 15 where the New England Patriots defeat the Seattle Seahawks 28-24. Several weeks later, that's exactly what happened. Even though it's tempting to brush all this off as a coincidence, many NFL players are so scared of the Madden curse they've refused to appear on the cover when it's been offered. Number 5. What the hell is Polybius? Do you remember the arcade game Polybius? Even if you don't, that title should ring a bell. It was a very popular game in the 1980s, popping up in The Simpsons, Loki, and the Nine Inch Nails music video Less Than, so it was obviously a big old deal. Well, what if I told you that Polybius never existed? During the millennium, a story circulated on various gaming sites about a state-of-the-art game called Polybius that first appeared in an arcade in Portland in 1981. There were rumors that people who played it suffered hallucinations, night terrors, memory loss, and seizures. One day, a bunch of literal men in black entered the arcade, disconnected the arcade cabinet, and left. According to those who perpetuate this myth, that was the last anyone saw of Polybius. To add to all this speculation, a man called Stephen Roach spoke with GamePro, claiming that he programmed this mythical game. Roach also said that the cabinets were removed from arcades after someone had an epileptic fit while playing. Though Roach's claims have been dismissed since he gave no evidence to corroborate this story, there's no proof that Polybius was legit either. Nevertheless, some people have convinced themselves they've seen this game at the arcades or played it, despite the fact it never existed. Number 4. You'll die if you get a specific score in Berserk. As creepy as the urban legend behind Polybius sounds, Berserk is much more scary for two reasons. One, it's reported it actually killed someone, and two, it actually existed. Like any game releasing in 1980, the gameplay of this maze shooter is super simple. Playing as a stick-like humanoid, you must navigate through a labyrinth while robots shoot lasers at you. Even though Berserk is pretty fun, it had a dark reputation since it's the first video game to be involved in the death of a player. In January 1981, a young man called Jeff Daly died of a heart attack immediately after posting a high score on Berserk at the arcade. As tragic as that incident is, no rational person would believe this specific game was responsible for his death. However, after Peter Bukowski died from a heart attack as well while playing Berserk the following year, people started to see this game as a supernatural killing machine. What makes the situation even more bizarre is how both players died after allegedly obtaining the same score, 16,660. Even though skeptics will see the deaths as coincidence, it's pretty crazy the score they obtained before they died contained the number 666. Number 3. The military funds games to turn players into soldiers. Because video game franchises like Medal of Honor, Battlefield, and Call of Duty are so popular, some people believe these properties are funded by the US government to encourage people to be recruited into the Army or Navy. At first, this notion sounds absurd. You're not gonna go to war because you played a war game, no more than you'll fling a turtle shell at another driver because you played some Mario Kart. Bizarrely though, there is a grain of truth. The American government does fund a military game, the first-person shooter America's Army. The series, which has run for 2 decades, literally tells you it's financed by the Army, and for years it's been used at air shows, carnivals, and sporting events purely to find new recruits. This is alongside something like Full Spectrum Warriors' lesser-known history as being co-developed alongside actual training software for the military, something you can unlock and play inside the game with a specific code. Point being, even though the government makes their involvement with something like America's Army no secret, many still suspect the higher-ups in Washington have more involvement in war games than they're letting on. Number 2. Pokemon's music killed people. Because Lavender Town in Pokemon Red or Blue contains ghosts and a burial tower, it makes sense to give the place creepy background music. The composer of this chiptune soundtrack, Junichi Masuda, stated that he gave the region a cavalcade of jarring chords to sound unnerving. Lavender Town theme has then appeared on many scariest video game theme lists, often ranked at number 1. To some, though, this melody may be too scary. Soon after Pokemon was released, rumors circulated that people who listened to this song for an extended amount of time would suffer nosebleeds, migraines, and paranoia. More extreme urban legends claim children in Japan were compelled to take their own lives after hearing the song. Depending on the source, the amount of children who committed suicide ranged from a handful to over 3,000. Because the internet was still in its infancy when Pokemon was released, a lot of people believed these reports were true, and still do. And number one, turning the PS2 into a weapon of mass destruction. For decades, right-wing nutball site WorldNet Daily made considerable bank on the craziest conspiracy theories. So when Sony announced the PlayStation 2 was the world's most powerful computer back in 2000, this website just went for broke. One year later, WorldNet Daily published a story about how Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein had his forces purchase 4,000 PlayStation 2s so he could repurpose the consoles into a supercomputer. This accusation is so preposterous you wouldn't expect anyone to fall for it, but they did. With computer scientist Philip D. Herman stating that a computer chip of the time has more computing power than US scientists had when they developed the first atomic bomb, the PlayStation 2 being the most powerful computer on the planet only knitted it all together. It wasn't hard to convince society that this wild story was the real deal. And as speculation truly got out of hand, Sony even stopped shipping their systems to Iran, Iraq, and Libya for a short period. And those are just a handful of insane video game conspiracy theories with a shred of legitimacy. Let me know your favorites down in the comments below, and please subscribe to the What Culture Gaming podcast. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com, and I'll catch you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.